now going to speak to Dr. Anne Skinner, who's from Williams College in Massachusetts. Good evening, Anne.
Hello.
Hello. Now, I understand that you've been studying how humans have used fire in history. So can you put it in a bit of context? How far back did we previously think humans have been using fire?
Prior to the work that I did a few years ago, the earliest dates for fire were about 300,000 years ago. That is controlled use of fire by human beings.
So we're talking about campfires here, basically.
Yes, yes.
And then, so what have you done now?
So what I did, about in the 1980s, some bones were found in Swartkrans Cave, which is in South Africa, and they had clearly been burnt. The layer in which they were found was dated to about 1.5 million years ago. And the question was, how did these bones get burnt? And could that be evidence that they were burnt as a result of deliberate human activity? So I used a technique called electron spin resonance. We won't have to spend a lot of time on that. To look at the remnants of the burning process. I mean, if you burn something long enough, you get soot. But if you don't burn it quite long enough, you have some other organic materials in it. And the actual ones that you find will depend on how hot the fire was.
So will that be the difference between whether it was a campfire or, say, just an accidental bushfire?
Right, because at the time, it was not a forested area. If there was an accidental fire, it would be a grass fire, about 300 degrees centigrade maximum. Campfires go easily up to 500, 600 degrees centigrade. So if these bones had been heated well over 300, that would suggest that the fire that had heated them had been deliberately assembled by the people who were also assembling the bones.
So it was basically a barbecue.
Not really. There's no sign that they were cooking. This has been billed as the earliest barbecue, or the South Africans call it a braai. First of all, if you actually cook something to 600 degrees centigrade, it isn't fit to eat anymore.
I don't know. You've obviously not tried my wife's cooking, Anne.
You couldn't have counted on having the fire all the time. That is, probably what happened was that there was a lightning strike, some bushes caught on fire, and they dragged burning wood back to the cave and used it to protect themselves against the leopards, which were around.
So then that would suggest that humans were using fire 1.5 million years ago. I mean, that's quite a dramatic difference from 300,000.
It is. Oh, yes. Yes. It's not actually, in some ways, it's not that remarkable if you stop to think that 1.8 million years ago, some of our other ancestors were, as Chris was saying, migrating up into the Caucasus. And I know climate was milder there, but I'm sure they would have appreciated having at least some knowledge of the properties of fire in the wintertime in the Caucasus.
Thank you very much, Anne. It's brilliant to hear your work. Thank you for joining us on The Naked Scientist.
Thank you.
That's Anne Skinner. She's from Williams College in Massachusetts, and evidence there, perhaps, of the first fire on the part of mankind.